I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scurble, and this week on Wordmaster, we answer some listener mail, starting with this question sent by email from Shiv Kumar in Madras in Tamil Nadu, India.
Dear Avi and Roseanne, I would like to know the opposite of postpone.
In American English, there isn't a direct opposite. We'd have to use a phrase like move up or advance the date or something like that.
Linguist and author Mary Newton Bruder at GrammarLady.com speaking to us on her grammar advice hotline in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Shiv Kumar in India may be familiar with a local term for the opposite of postpone, that is prepone. But so far, prepone has yet to advance its way into American English.
The next question we put to Grammar Lady Mary Newton Bruder is from Radha, a high school student in Pune, India. Here is a question regarding punctuation. What is the difference between these two sentences? Kill him not, comma, leave him, and kill him, comma, not leave him.
I've heard this explained as a comma can kill a man.
A comma can kill a man.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
So if you put it in after kill him, that's exactly what the directive is to kill someone. But if you put it after not, it changes the meaning entirely to don't kill him.
Now, Roseanne, does kill him not even sound like modern English to you?
Not should come after an auxiliary or helping verb and not after the main verb in the sentence. So, for instance, fear not becomes do not fear, unless you're going for style.
Next for Grammar Lady, a question from Manuela in Berlin. She'd like to know if the sentence, I'll come round at 6, is British English. She says, I guess in American English it has to be around, doesn't it?
Well, we talked about this with Mary Newton Bruder.
When I first saw this, I thought, okay, I'll come around at 6 means, you know, I'll come around to your way of thinking.
I'll wake up.
Yeah, Roseanne said, it's like to come around means if you're unconscious, you come around, you wake up. It would seem like a speaker of American English would be more likely to say, I'll come around 6, meaning like, a few minutes before, a few minutes after.
Yeah, right. But to meaning to stop by.
Right.
It would not, we wouldn't, it's not a common American phrase to come around.
Now a question from Meng Cheng Kwan at Shan University of Science and Technology in Shanxi, China. Dear friends of the Wordmaster team, after the deadly terrorist attack in New York and Washington on September 11th, I've heard VOA News Now refer many times to the site of the destroyed World Trade Center as the Ground Zero. Could you please tell me the meaning of Ground Zero?
For an explanation, we called Stephen Schwartz in Chicago. He's publisher of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists.
Ground zero in nuclear terminology refers to the point on the surface of land where either directly above or directly below which a nuclear weapon detonates.
How did that term come about?
My guess is that during World War II and probably before, people used zero in the sense of like 0 hour to refer to when an operation might start, for example. And my supposition is that when the scientists were getting ready to test the first atomic bomb out in New Mexico in 1945, that after that test occurred, they had to figure out where they were going. Let's go out and visit the site where the test took place, and somebody obviously coined the term ground zero to refer to the point at which basically everything occurred.
But as Steve Schwartz notes, the meaning of ground zero has grown over the years.
The other definition which Ground Zero has sort of transformed into is the, one could say, the center or origin of rapid, intense, or violent activity or change, which obviously not only describes a nuclear explosion, but any sort of massive cataclysmic event, such as the attack and collapse on of the World Trade Center.
And it also has a third meaning, doesn't it? Some people use it in place of square one. We're starting from... We're going to start this project here at Ground Zero and move from there.
Right. There it would have more of a positive connotation.
Stephen Schwartz, publisher of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists.
If you have a question for us, send it to word@voanews.com or write to VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. With Roseanne Scurble, I'm Avi Arditi.